He went into the royal chamber to ask the bride whom it was she had brought with her, that was thus left standing in the court below. "I brought her with me for the sake of her company on the road," said she. "Pray give the girl some work to do, that she may not be idle." The old king could not for some time think of any work for her, but at last he said, "I have a lad who takes care of my geese. She may go and help him." Now the name of the lad that the real bride was to help in watching the king's geese was Curdken. Soon after, the false bride said to the prince, "Dear husband, pray do me one piece of kindness." "That I will," said the prince. "Then tell one of your slaughterers to cut off the head of the horse I rode upon, for it was very unruly and plagued me sadly on the road." But the truth was, she was very much afraid lest Falada should speak and tell all she had done to the princess. She carried her point, and the faithful Falada was killed. But when the true princess heard of it, she wept and begged the man to nail up Falada's head against a large dark gate in the city, through which she had to pass every morning and evening.